Hello and thanks for watching Proactive New York. Nextshell recently reported second quarter results that show a strong rise in revenues. Joining us with more on the company as well as the numbers is CEO Adam Levy. Adam, very good to speak with you today.
Thanks. Nice to meet you and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. So Adam, before we look at your financial performance, for those viewers not familiar with the company, tell us more about Nextshell.
So Nextshell 4 was a division of a larger company for many years. It is a medical device company. We are an FDA ISO CGMP facility, and we've been making components to various companies' medical devices for years. When I became CEO in 2019, we embarked on a growth strategy to make A, our own medical devices, B, provide custom and white label solutions for other companies, and C, launch our own branded products. And those are really what's driving our growth is those three new verticals.
So take us through the branded products and what they do for consumers.
So we have two different brands. We have Medagel and the soon-to-be-launched Lumagel. Medagel is more OTC remedies. So think minor wound care, burn care, fever patches, blister prevention, a host of variety of products in that theme.
And within the contract manufacturing segment, same sort of products?
So in the contract manufacturing, custom and white label, it's sort of we offer an alternative and a line extension to existing brands. So suppose you have a brand that has a very successful product for some sort of skincare. They have a lotion, a cream, a gel addressing eczema, acne, wrinkles, whatever the case may be. In the past, they've never been able to really offer a patch because the traditional hydrogels on the market use chemicals to cross-link the water and polymer. We do not. We use the electron beam accelerator, which you see behind me, or they have to use adhesives, which are also unsuitable for those applications. So we provide a potential line extension for existing brands, and that has been a very popular program and is also going to contribute, we think, to our long-term growth and somewhat to our short-term growth.
Well, let's look at your short-term growth because you're out with second quarter results recently. Revenue up 35% year on year, up 42% quarter on quarter at $561,000. What drove that growth, Adam?
So predominantly, that was just growth in existing products on Amazon. So we originally did not have branded products as our first vertical to attack. We had gone to some conferences and gotten a very good response to our custom and white label programs, which we thought was lower hanging fruit with less risk, obviously, than a brand. And then 2020 happened and the pandemic hit. So we had to like kind of put those plans on hold. It was very hard to engage companies to do line extensions. And we released our first branded product in July of 2020. And the response has been even better than we could have anticipated. That has grown from zero to where it is today pretty quickly.
And positive gross profit for the quarter as well. Looking ahead, is this trajectory likely to continue?
We believe so. Yeah, we see continued opportunities for us to create products for others, as well as we have lots of ideas for our own products to continue to expand our SKUs. The growth that you see in the gross profit margin is driven primarily from high fixed costs. So when I started at the facility in 2019, the facility was running at about 4% capacity. Just by increasing that, you're going to do better on gross margin just by having a similar fixed costs and higher revenues.
And at the same time, you have increased your investments in research and development. So looking for your long-term growth opportunities, where are those opportunities, Adam?
So there are several, and we're very proud of the fact that we're able to increase R&D while continuing to lower our burn. We're very focused on both aspects of the company. For us, we have a medical device section, creating our own medical devices. We recently patented and have engaged with the agency on a 510K surgical incise drape. We believe that there's lots of opportunities for sensitive and gentle to the skin solutions for particularly elderly and fragile skin patients. Patients on blood thinners such as Eliquis, they tend to have very fragile and easily damaged skin. So creating solutions for them and the interface between their medical devices and their skin, we think is a market for us. And we've recently started, which is part of the increase you see in R&D, a drug delivery program. So we put our first two APIs into proof of concept studies. We have a third that'll be starting probably in the fall, in the third quarter. And we think that there's some really significant opportunity there in terms of skin drug delivery.
And you also ended the quarter with $9.7 million cash and cash equivalents on your balance sheet. So you have the firepower, obviously, to fund that growth.
We do. And particularly, even if we weren't reducing our burn rate, which we are, very focused on being profitable in the near future. But even still at the current burn rate, we have funds to run our programs through 2024. So you may see us enter the market to raise capital, but that would only be for a strategic acquisition that we think is accretive. But we're not going to need any funding to run, our SG&A and our R&D and all the programs we want to run for the near future.
Are you looking at any acquisitions at this stage, Adam?
Well, we're always looking. You kiss a lot of frogs when you're doing that. We have not found anything that, of course, I couldn't share with you if we had. But we continue to look. We continue to look for things that we think are synergistic, that fit within our ethos of gentle to the skin and our products that we think we could help develop. Nothing to report yet. We're looking.
What sort of milestones should your investors be looking out for then in the months ahead?
So continued revenue growth, continued reduction in our burn rate, those are the blocking and tackling aspects. But we do think that we're, going to be engaging and putting our application very soon for the next drape, 510K, either, fourth quarter, potentially early first quarter, depending on the testing lab availability. And eventually we're very, not eventually, but hopefully in the near term, we will have some data on our drug delivery APIs. So that would be something that we could potentially partner and we think could bring great value to the shareholders.
Well, I hope you'll keep us updated on any developments, but thank you very much for the introduction to the company today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Adam Levy is CEO of NEXGEL.